With SRN News, I'm John Scott. North Korea conducts an engine test for a missile capable of targeting the U.S.
North Korea reporting leader Kim Jong-un watched a test of an upgraded solid fuel engine for missiles that can reach the U.S. mainland. The country also releasing photos which cannot be verified. State media says the test boosts the country's strategic strike capability. But experts say that claim could be an exaggeration because key data is missing. Some say the program faces delays or seeks a better design. Solid fuel engines help missiles move fast and hide before launch. North Korea has pushed hard to expand its nuclear arsenal since Kim's high-stakes diplomacy with President Trump collapsed. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran have darkened the outlook for the world economy. The conflict has driven up oil, natural gas, and fertilizer prices and sent global stock markets reeling. Developing countries have been forced to ration fuel and subsidize energy costs to protect their poorest. There previously was optimism the world economy could shrug off damage from the Iran war, but those hopes are fading. The Democrats' new Virginia redistricting map may be in peril. Correspondent Ken Lorman.
The plans of Democrats in Virginia to pass a new congressional map faces growing uncertainty ahead of an April special election. Polling shows mixed voter support and strong early turnout in GOP areas.
The referendum represents a key front in mid-decade redistricting battles, but unpredictable timing and internal Democratic opposition could derail its passage. Savannah Guthrie returns to NBC's Today Show on April 6th. The morning show anchor has been absent since her mother's disappearance nearly 2 months ago. This is SRN News. Fewer American women are dying while pregnant.
The Centers for Disease Control reports that since the repeal of Roe v. Wade in 2022, the maternal mortality rate has dropped by nearly 20%. A report in LifeNews.com says, quote, "The improvement flatly contradicts repeated warnings from abortion advocates that protective pro-life laws would trigger a maternal health crisis by forcing women to carry high-risk pregnancies to term. Other public health metrics have also improved since the repeal." Michael Harrington reporting.
Law enforcement officials say they are taking steps to monitor and counter threats to Jewish communities nationwide since the onset of war in the Middle East. Multiple hate crimes and an attempted terror attack have prompted increased security measures. That's at places of worship. Anti-Semitic incidents have also been surging in Europe this month. This is SRN News. Hundreds of employees at one of the nation's biggest shipbuilding contractors voting to approve a deal with Bath Iron Works after a week-long strike. Members of the Bath Marine Draftsmen Association ratified a four-year collective bargaining agreement on Saturday. A big candy caper.
Nestle says some 12 tons of Kit Kat bars, that's 413,793 Kit Kat bars, were stolen after leaving the production site in Italy, headed for Poland. The theft happened several days ago. The Swiss-based food giant says the vehicle and its load are still nowhere to be found. The company says the missing candy bars could enter unofficial sales channels across European markets. But if that happens, the bars can be traced using the batch code assigned to individual bars. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.